This podcast comes to you from the Pixel Labs podcast studio. As the world of marketing evolves, so must brands when faced with new challenges. We help brands grow by identifying opportunities that have real results. Welcome to the Raising Brand Podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Carter. Welcome back to the Raisin Brand Podcast, where we talk about all things marketing. If you'd like to join the Raisin Brand community, it can be found on the Pixel Labs homepage. Just keep scrolling. You'll find it. But today, I'm with Zach and Aaron again. We are going to be talking about our thoughts on AI-generated content. I know it's been kind of a hot topic in the office recently. It's something I've only recently been introduced to. But just overall thoughts on AI-written content.
I have a couple quick thoughts.
Okay.
And then we can...
Are they hot takes?
I don't know if they're hot takes.
Are they lukewarm
Here's
takes?
My... Maybe.
Okay.
So here's my thought. I'm intrigued by AI.
Yeah.
Very, very intrigued. I think the testing that we've done with it on some of the content is decent.
Yeah.
But does lack personality in a way. If that's the right way to say that.
I think it is.
I think that every bit of AI content that is written does need editing. You cannot just take it and take it for what it is and post it.
Yeah.
You still have to go through it, but at least you have a framework to work with.
Right.
Especially if you're stuck. I think it's a good way if you are a content writer and you're having writer's block, but you know the topic.
Yeah.
I think it could be a good way to break writer's block.
Interesting.
By putting in the topic, putting in the stuff that you want to write about, and just reading something that basically a computer writes, right?
Right.
It might get you past that creative block so you can then write your own content.
Like reframing it into your voice, your writing style. I have not thought of that. That's really interesting.
I actually just thought of that as I was talking, so.
You're extremely intelligent. No, I think that's great. I think that's very smart. I do agree that all AI, especially if you're creating something for a brand, if you're creating branded content, your brand has a voice at some point. In all the writing you do for your brand, there's a voice that is this is X brand's, this is what they sound like. And I don't think AI can replicate that. Future, who knows what it can hold.
Right.
If it reads through some of your stuff that you've written and it can write in your voice, who knows? At this moment, I 100% agree. You need to put human back into it because it is lacking something or even an understanding of what
the context is.
You
can provide as much context in the prompts as you can, but it's still going to be missing the things that happen in the real world in your life. It's not going to be able to know your thoughts and feelings on a specific topic.
Right. Aaron, anything?
This can get so existential so fast. And that's where my mind immediately goes with AI stuff. So I also am very intrigued. I just feel that's such just a back out response. I am very intrigued by AI. It doesn't tell you why I like it or not. But what I think is interesting about AI is so everything that you've said is correct. It is not at a point where it can replace a human, at least to our knowledge, with the tools that we're able to use as end users. So the thoughts that I'm having are, okay, so I think baseline, I don't think that AI should ever fully replace what a human should be capable of doing in terms of from a creative sense. And so what I mean by that is when I'm talking about art or literature, if you say this is written by me, but it really isn't, I think that there's some, I don't know if it's ethical or what, I think that there's something there that should be talked about, because then it's just not human. So I think about, so this is where I have a lot of fun with this conversation. So Harry Potter is a very popular book series.
Right.
Made tons of money, but the original Harry Potter book was being written. It gets finished. And say AI, we're 10, 15 years down the road, say for whatever reason Harry Potter gets done. What do you think about if the writer of Harry Potter would just give this thing to AI, and now AI's had enough experience to know, what phrases are the most engaging phrases, yeah, or what phrases, you know, like, oh, this is 98% emotional, but if you want 100% emotional, right, like appeal, this should be rewritten or this should be restructured. And so, like, you don't get that original, like, book written in the way, yeah, that the author, yeah, wrote it down and believed it's written best. It's now like this manipulated document that now, like, it's way more effective, yeah, and like it's going to be more widely read, more engaged. That's where I think it gets really interesting.
Interesting
is, I don't know, and it's hard to even like comprehend how to talk about it.
Yeah. Carter and I were having this conversation.
Yeah, we were
earlier this week, yep, when we were testing out one of the AI writing platforms, and that's the ethics behind it, because at some point, like, it's not real. It's not your opinion.
Yeah.
And that's where we drew the line of like when you use AI or not.
Right.
With very vague, not having, yeah, research backed, yeah, or thought, yeah, like, too much thought put into it. But at the point of debating a topic, we feel like AI should not be doing that, because if you take AI to write an opinion piece, mm-hmm, is not really your opinion.
Yeah.
And you brought up a point that I don't think we touched on, and that's the ethics of taking AI, so AI written content, posting it as a blog post and not indicating that it was written by AI.
Yeah.
And so you said that, and it made me think, like, should AI written blog posts, whether it's edited or not, revised, right, or not, have some sort of disclaimer on it saying like, hey, like, this is a piece of content based on ideas and thoughts we have.
Yeah.
But it was written by AI.
Right.
We just edited it. Because while, yes, we tested and we ran it through,
right,
plagiarism tests, we made sure that it wasn't plagiarized.
Yeah, and it was 100%
unique. 100%
unique.
But it wasn't written by us.
Right.
And so then there's like this ethics question of like, is this really our content that, correct, we're putting out there?
Right.
Or is it the content that's written by the AI algorithm of the platform that we used?
Right. And does it change if it's like a paid for platform? If we pay for the platform, then is it ours? Because, right, do we own it? Or is it a free AI writing platform? Because the one we were testing, oh, yeah, we were on like a free trial.
Who gets IP rights?
Right.
Like, right, you run into copyright questions, right, of like, who actually owns this content?
These companies are just schemes that in 5 years, they have like a list of everybody's articles.
Right.
And, yeah, they're going to come and
but
sue
no
you
joke,
for...
Like, not, I don't believe that that's what they're trying,
right,
to do.
Right.
But,
that's interesting, though.
But if their AI wrote the content, who owns the copyright of this?
Right. Like, whose intellectual property,
correct,
is this? Especially if, like, the intelligence is artificial. Like,
right.
That's
did
funny.
Did the person who created the AI... put the original like intellect into it, is that theirs then? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, it's... and I'm guessing that and maybe these companies didn't even develop it, but they just subscribe to some sort of API. That's all beyond my,
right,
knowledge. But,
right,
is that person gonna come and like,
yeah,
actually,
yeah,
like
it's like an MLM of artificial intellectual property.
Well, and like they probably could make a tool that would scrape the internet and say, this was written by me, this was written,
yep,
by me, this was written,
yep,
by me, and it's just like a list.
I don't, like, if their intelligence is smart enough to be writing, because the article we had it type up, we both agree, quite good. Like,
right.
So if they have intelligence smart enough, like, quote unquote, smart enough to be writing stuff like that, they have computer programs smart enough to, mm-hmm, go, I wrote that, I wrote that, I wrote that.
Right.
Even if it was edited.
The thing that'll be interesting about AI, and this is just, I'm not familiar, and so maybe this has already been answered, but like, what is its ability to discover something new or to introduce something new,
yeah,
rather than just optimizing old, if that makes sense.
Rewriting already written sentences.
Right.
Yep. So I've seen like machined parts developed by AI, and it looks at just, you know, different tests of different strengths of different structures.
Mm-hmm.
And then from all of that information, it can develop something new that's not been done,
right,
but it's based on something that's already been done. So like I used Harry Potter, like could AI have come up with a Harry Potter story as it is written?
Mm.
I don't know, but
yeah.
I think that is also an interesting question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, and this is why I like these podcasts, like there's already like 3 points in this episode,
right,
from this conversation that like none of us even ever thought of,
mm-hmm,
before we started recording,
right,
today. And I think it lends itself to the fact that we're talking about a topic that's so new.
Right.
Not a lot of people know anything about it except for the people developing it.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar to how drone laws and stuff like that happened.
Yeah.
It was very Wild Wild West at the very beginning. Now that I have this thought of like copyright infringement and who owns the copyright of these AI written pieces of content, it makes me rethink of how do we use this content? And
right.
And yes, maybe there's no laws on it right now, but what happens when laws are imposed down the road
right.
regarding copyright
of or AI does it content? Go back? Like right. were those laws written? We did this when there wasn't a law.
Do you and get grandfathered into
right,
it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We were so, also,
I was just gonna say we were talking about like influencers this morning, right. talking about like if they're yeah. promoting something, you know, and we were talking about crypto specifically and how there's been a lot of like rug pull scenarios where these influencers, people make a lot of money and then it's their audience that gets the short end of the stick. But like, you know, if AI would ever write something recommending this or that, like who's at fault if somebody takes it or, you know, and I'm not even sure the exact scenario, but it is yeah. very interesting when you get into the IP well, stuff.
I mean, take for example, if AI writes a blog post that is on a blog that has ad revenue. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that person used AI to write a blog post and makes $100,000 off ad right. revenue.
Right.
Like, I don't know. It's very similar. So
yeah,
I think it's a much broader, it's a much broader conversation that I think we'll have to have more often than not as we yeah. get into AI, even down to how AI is used in video, because I've been recently getting ads on, I think, TikTok or Instagram, one of the two, of a platform that you can put in topics just like the AI writing stuff, and it will generate a talking head video of a person saying this script that is AI written. And so you can the whole purpose of it is you can effectively have an AI video AI generated video mm-hmm. that you can use for ads and stuff like that for your content. And so the fact that this AI content is going from written to video already mm-hmm. is I think indicative of how fast it's going right. to expand.
Because written is not even known that well.
Right. Yet. And it's not even perfected and they're still already putting it into video.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you get Facebook ads for it. Like I get, yeah. I also like, I'm in it, but I get Facebook ads all the time for right. those services. They just mm-hmm. have to be such good money makers.
Yep. I get the ads.
It's like
that
a
SaaS
product.
This ad was written by AI. You should check out our AI mm-hmm. platform. Oh. So like you can have ads written by AI and all that stuff. It goes back to the very first point though. Right. It takes the human out of it.
Right.
And for us at Pixel Labs, we believe that marketing is a human, very, very human
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
And so while AI is interesting and I'm intrigued by it, mm-hmm. it is 100% not a tool that we
right.
lean on
right.
because it does go away from the human element.
Yeah,
of it.
I think a lot of the experimenting we were doing was solely out of curiosity.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Being like, this is what's next, really. Right. Like, this is up and coming. This is a future that we're taking our first steps into. Yep. Mm-hmm. Like, well, it's interesting.
Well, in the conversations Aaron and I have had about blog writing, and that's, we could spend an hour and a half to 2 hours writing a blog ourselves, or we can spend 4 minutes having a blog written by right. AI. And is that AI blog as good as ours? No. Right. In 99.9% of the cases, probably not. Mm-hmm. But is it 80% as good? Is it good enough considering we just saved ourselves an hour and a half of time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's kind of the debate that him and I have had recently about blog content. And we go back and forth on it because like from a cost standpoint, it makes sense.
Right.
Like,
absolutely.
Yeah. Let's do this. But from a branding and marketing standpoint, you have to take that into account and make sure that yes, it's 80% as good or it's mm-hmm. good enough.
Yeah.
But is it building your brand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't think yet that AI can fully build a brand or be incorporated into a brand that's meant for humans, I guess. Like
It'd be interesting if in the future there's like AI brand profiles where you could put in like details about your brand,
yeah.
and then it does take that into account yeah. while it's writing.
Like, is your social media page going to solely be run by an AI, a bot at some point? Like,
not within the foreseeable future.
Well, yeah. for sure. But for like, sure. And so I guess it's kind of, I think we're at an interesting time because when I started, I said it gets kind of existential. Like you get back to like some pretty like, what are your core beliefs about like what humans should be able to do? Like kind of like what the human experience is. Like it's, you get pretty deep pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we just have the belief that it is, you know, human is just at the core of how we communicate with each other, how we support one another, how we talk to each other. And so I think that's a very interesting tool. And I think there are some applications, you know, writer's block was mentioned, ideas generation was mentioned. Those are incredible, especially if you're trying to do stuff by yourself.
Right.
Like, wow, can that be helpful? But yeah, in terms of like overtaking stuff, I think that there's, I think that like kind of the legislation thing, you get into that, it is a very interesting topic.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think that's a good point, is just simply take it all with a grain of salt.
Right.
Research and understand it and use your curiosity to explore what's possible with it. But it's still just that. It's a very vague, curious thing. And at the end of the day, keep it human. Because people are not going to connect with a robot.
No, and I think that we've learned in the past couple of years more than anything, like humans love interacting with humans. And like at the end of the day, lean towards that, I think. Absolutely. I guess that's my opinion.
Absolutely. But I agree.
This will be an interesting conversation to have again in a year, 5 years, 10 years, and
absolutely
pretty crazy.
Gonna be AI voices. Have you seen, like, I think Tristan was sharing, like, you can type something and you can make your favorite celebrity say whatever you want, like in their voice. It takes voice samples of celebrities.
I did see something about that
recently.
Did
you see that? Literally, all you have to do is say sentences into this program, and then we could just type out, we could have an AI type out the script of what our podcast would be. Yeah. And we won't even be sitting here anymore.
Easy enough. All right. If you want to voice your opinion on what you think about like AI written content,
or let an AI write,
write your post in the Raisin Brand community. Raisin Brand community, free to join. Talk about all things marketing, graphic design, video production, anything. But you will find it on the Pixel Labs website homepage. Just keep scrolling. You'll find it. It'll be there. It'll stick out. But yeah, we'd love to hear what you think. I don't think this podcast was near enough time to discover the ins and outs of everything. So this conversation will probably be continued on there.
High level.
Yeah, very high level.
I feel like that was even like a little bit more than I think we planned on.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. All right. Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Raising Brand Podcast, powered by Pixel Labs. Remember to subscribe to stay up to date on all things Raising Brand.